Some of our most successful friends have launched over 20 times before they get something. Mm-hmm. One of our friends launched a webinar over 90 times, mm-hmm. tweaking it. So I would happily do a webinar 90 times.
91 times.
91 times to make five.
But most people aren't willing to do that.
No, they're not.
And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
All right, babe. Glossy is a freaking hit. I'm so proud of you. Give them one reason they should order Glossy right now.
Okay, so one of the reasons that we chose the probiotic that we chose, which is one of our hero ingredients. We have a probiotic, we have hyaluronic acid, we have magnesium, we have zinc, we have prickly pear, we have coconut water powder, and we have sea salt and vitamin C. And I'm going to talk about the probiotic for a second because we chose this particular probiotic because it has 30 clinical studies on it. In fact, they're doing more and more studies on it all of the time. So today's reason is because DE111, which is the probiotic that we went with, provides benefits for body fat percentage and athletic performance. So research.
Ooh, sign me up.
Seriously, I'm upset. This is why we're drinking like 2-3 packs a day.
And right I've now. Been drinking every night before I go to bed. Remember, I wake up, I'm like, babe, I'm leaner, I swear. Maybe it really is.
I mean, truly. So we're starting to collect before and afters of your face and skin, but
my face and skin or other people's faces?
Everybody's, okay. Everybody's. But seriously, you know, when we went into this, it was skin and gut. And so it is our main components. All ingredients are really about skin and gut. And we know that when you improve your gut health, that everything improves. Digestion, immunity, body composition, body fat percentage. So I'm really excited about the research that's being done on this right now and what they're finding. That's so you guys, it's not just glowing skin. I mean, seriously, there's so many benefits. And the reason that we chose about the gut was because when we surveyed those 5,000 women, most of the answers that they wanted were that they wanted to feel lighter. And so we had to break down what does lighter mean. And lighter for them meant that they felt bloated, they felt heavy, they didn't feel comfortable in their bodies. It felt like they weren't digesting their food. And so I know that this is why we're getting so many amazing reviews. We just got a review that was like, my tummy already feels flatter on week two. It's because you're digesting your food like you should.
Because of the probiotic that you chose.
Yes.
That is freaking, okay. So I know you got a discount for them. How do they get a discount?
You just have to use the code HAPPY when you check out for 15% off. So go grab it, you guys, and start your 60 and 90 day journey. I mean, we're never getting off of it, but go check out what you can do in 60 days.
At getglossy.com.
At getglossy.com.
15% off with what?
Code HAPPY.
All right. So let's talk about expectations. You've got really high expectations for this company. I've got really high expectations for my company. Mm-hmm. And then we always have high expectations for our personal brand.
Yeah.
When we launch anything like the dinner series or the mastermind or any events that we do, et cetera.
Yep.
And all of our clients, because we seem to attract these high performing individuals, they have really high expectations too. Except not all of us hit our expectations that we make up out of thin air all the time.
In fact, majority don't hit
and
the
that's
arbitrary
the
number that we have chosen.
I want you to drive that home because so many people beat themselves up. I literally got a text message today from an elite mastermind member. They just had a record launch. They just grew in every single area. Total money sold, total programs sold, total conversion, like they crushed it, mm-hmm. but they're also beating themselves up because they didn't hit the arbitrary goal that they literally made up, which by the way, was more than twice their last launch. They've made up this goal like, all right, we've got a couple things tweaked. We're going to double our sales.
Right.
And I do that all the time too. I am the king of like optimism, but that means I set these optimistic goals. And then instead of celebrating that we did way better than the last time, I'm always angry that we didn't hit the arbitrary goal mm-hmm. that I made up.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that happen when we do this. Number one, when you are setting a goal, you do have to kind of just pick a goal. And you don't know what's realistic or not if you haven't necessarily been in that industry. And then what we do to try to set a realistic goal is we look at the top performers in that particular category. And we're like, okay, if they did, I'm just going to use whatever numbers. If they did $1 million in this launch, then maybe I can do 250K. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, great. That would be awesome if we could do that. But what we have to look at is the data and the numbers. And have you done the things that they had done and put in place, and how many years did it take them to get to that number? So like you said, when your client said they just wanted to double what they did, but they did a few different, like a couple different tweaks. In order to double your revenue, it's probably not just a couple tweaks. There's probably a lot of things that go into that, a lot more things. And I want to use this as an example. You know, a little while ago, we did a launch and we set an arbitrary number. And while we did a good launch, we missed the mark on what we wanted. And so instead of getting really upset, because that's the first emotion that we all experience, instead of getting upset, I went and I found data and the real story on a particular launch that I was comparing myself to. And I looked at this person's launch and I'm like, well, they did 8 more webinars than us. Okay, well, they sent out way more emails. They started 2 months earlier. They did this with their text list. They did all of these things that we did not do. And so that should actually make you feel really empowered to know that everyone's setting an arbitrary number and you have to work backwards from there.
You have to measure your expected results to the actual number of improved actions taken. This goes for no matter what you're selling. And it always boils down to examine the data working backwards. What do I mean by that? Working backwards from the sale, the first thing you'd look at is your conversion percentage. Did you do better in your conversion percentage this time than you did last time? If yes, then work backwards from there. Did you get as many site visits, right? Because someone who visits your site to make a buying choice or not, the percentage of them that actually buy is your conversion. So did you get as many site visits as last time? Did it improve or not? If it did, then go backwards from there. How many opens did you get? Whether you're sending emails, whether you're sending texts, what, right? How many actual opens did you get to drive people to the site? If that's not broken, then work backwards from there. If all those are like, hey, we improved there, we improved there, we improved there, and you still didn't hit your numbers, then it must be top of funnel. How many eyeballs got to see your offer, got to see your email, got to see your text, and make a decision of, do I want to explore this further? And do I end up converted or not? So you got to work backwards and see if the data in each area improved, not just beat yourself up. And by the way, this is what makes you feel better when you miss a mark, when you miss an arbitrary goal. If you can look at the data and you got better in the bulk majority of those categories, then you should celebrate the growth, not be angry at the made up sales that you think you're missing out on.
Yeah, this is why it takes years to do, is because you have to launch and get data and then try again. And like you said, you know, if something's not working, it's probably that you didn't have enough eyeballs, but there's also other factors too. Like maybe your message is off. Maybe your message needs to get more dialed in on your sales page. Maybe you're talking to the wrong person. So with each launch, sometimes you go and you tweak your messaging and you try that again, and you have to find all of these different things that work. So what we're trying to say is to not get frustrated based off of a single launch, or even 2 launches, or even 3 launches. I mean, some of our most successful friends have launched over 20 times before they get something. One of our friends launched a webinar over 90 times, tweaking it in order to finally make $1 million off of her webinar.
Five million.
So I would happily do a webinar 90 times. 91 times to make $5 million.
But most people aren't willing to do that.
No, they're not.
They give up after one time, commonly, maybe after 2 times.
Yep.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Guys, you got to be in this stuff for the long game. I don't care what you're selling. If you're selling widgets, if you're selling supplements, if you're selling courses, if you're selling cars, I don't care what you're selling. Mm-hmm. You need to be in the long game and you need to be in the improvement game. And you need to be in the examining data game. And if you are not in all three of those games, then I don't want to hear you complain.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing the work it takes to be as successful as the person who you're trying to emulate, as the person who you're modeling. You got to be in all three of those games, right? You have to be in the long game in terms of your sales. You have to be in the examination of data game. You have to be in the constant quest for improvement game. Or you're not going to, I don't care what you pivot to. Oh, that didn't work. I'm going to pivot to selling these now. Oh, that didn't work. I'm going to pivot to selling these now. It's never going to work if you don't learn to love the fundamentals.
Yeah. And that's, I think that is what excites me, is knowing that there's so many levers to pull. And what's interesting about going into a product is that instead of, you know, 2 to 10 launches a year, whoever, depending upon who you are, it's now like a launch every single day. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many levers to pull every single day. And when I ask different people in the product space and when I'm really learning what the product space is about, it's not that there is like one thing or even 5 things or even 10 things that makes a product successful. It is that they have 500 irons in the fire at once, meaning they have an affiliate program, they have an ambassador program, they have wholesale, they have ads running on all of these different shows, they have ads on Facebook, they have their TikTok up, they've got in-person events, they've got small events, they're at small masterminds, they're at big events, they're handing out samples in stores. Like, it is all of the things. So when you look at your business from that perspective, do you just have a couple things, or are you trying, you know, through the years, this doesn't all happen at once, just like everything that I named is not happening at once for my company.
Yep.
We only have so much team and we can only activate so many channels at once. Trust me, I am overwhelmed. Like, I feel like I want to be in all places at all times, but that's not how it works in the beginning. You have to slowly build this up. And so people want success overnight because I feel like they hear about that, but we're in the industry and I don't really ever hear that. Like even the ones that are overnight, if you dig deep enough,
it's been years in the
making. They had something set up that they've been setting up for years, meaning like they had an email list that they've been setting up for years, or they had an audience that was really primed for what they pivoted into. But I have not heard of any overnight success.
You can hear this message that you got to play the long game and that you have to learn all these things, and you can be upset and say, screw it, I'm never going to be successful. And you can also hear it and be like frustrated, like, well, I don't have that long. Or you can look at it and say, tomorrow's going to come anyways. I might as well start learning today. Next month is going to come anyways. I might as well start learning today. Next year will be here anyways. I'm going to wish I started playing the long game and learning these things today.
And when you're in it, it doesn't feel like you're making progress, does it?
Nope. It feels like quicksand.
That's why you have to go back. That's why every single year we go back and look at all of the progress that we've made. We do this on New Year's Eve, typically, or New Year's Day, whatever it falls on. And we also try to look at our wins every single evening. That's why we do three wins
every evening.
And then we also try to talk about it monthly. Like, oh my God, this problem that I was trying to solve this month, I now have the solution. Because when you are in it, you literally don't feel like you're moving forward at all.
Yep. Yep. You guys got to remember to celebrate the finish lines that you once set, that you have now moved on yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the frustration sets in. You'll set a finish line and then you'll move that finish line way further than where you first set it. And then you unceremoniously crossed the past finish line and you don't celebrate it because you've moved it since then. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder why you're not making progress, but you are. And that's why it feels like you're going nowhere. Anyhow, if you're frustrated by missing the mark, know that you're not alone. Every one of our friends misses the mark, but then they do the work to hit a realistic mark. We miss the mark, but then we do the work to hit a realistic mark. And you, even if you just missed the mark, you can start doing the work today in order to hit a realistic mark worth celebrating. Thanks for listening, guys. Love and appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.